Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Got your host, James Jay, right here behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together for another hour. We're going to have some fun. We're going to get into a bunch of good stuff. A little bit later, we got a couple of fun ones here. Let's have a conversation with the audience about this whole driver test at 50 thing. Should you have to retake your driver test at 50? I want to get into that one. We've got that. The percentage of Americans that think they're too old to learn. We'll get into that one as well. Got a couple of things here, but I want to start off, of course, our entertainment segment as the main cover. Nobody covers Dolly Parton like we do. We cover every single thing that she has going on. We have for years. How do you like this? Dolly Parton has kind of been doing a little more marketing with her brand lately. I don't know if many people have been to the dollar stores or anything, but she's had a lot of her products there. And she's selling a lot of things like that are household things, kitchen items, but they got a Dolly thing on it or a Dolly style to them. So this isn't that surprising. Dolly has a new limited edition perfume called Smoky Mountain Gold. In a hype video on Instagram, she says it's inspired by the beauty and the magic of the Smoky Mountains where she grew up. Dolly says it smells like, quote, rich woods and warm amber and just a touch of the sweet mountain air. It's available now at dollybeauty.com. A 3.4-ounce bottle will cost you $100.
Oh.
Now, this is interesting. This is something that
that's a pretty sizey bottle, though, I think.
Is it? Oh, yeah. I'm going to be honest. I buy Adidas cologne. I don't know what I'm doing with these smells or anything, so I'm a guy. I don't know. But
I mean, it's not like the little one. You know, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if $100 is that far off.
Well, here's something that's interesting, and I don't know. I haven't read up on this, but it seems like, and we're talking as much as we love Dolly Parton. You think about her and you smile. All these things. That's all true. She's genuine. She didn't get this far by not being real and being herself. But she's also arguably the smartest businesswoman in the entertainment industry.
She's no slouch, that's for sure.
And definitely in the music industry. You're hard-pressed to find somebody who's had a longer, stronger, better career than Dolly Parton in the music industry, especially as a woman, and as long as she's been doing it. And part of what she's always done that I think works is she has never lost touch with her fans and what she was, that little girl with her feet in the dirt. She will try to find ways to make things affordable on some things affordable, and while she'll make her money on other things. So most people that are going to buy her perfume, chances are they have money, so they could probably afford something along those lines.
You know,
but other parts of her fan base that would like Dolly things, maybe they don't have as much, like when she grew up. So they're going to be at the dollar store. They're going to be at that. So she's covering her bases, really. It's incredible business savvy, really, to not just have one product or one set of products. Like tons of celebrities got products you can get with their name on it for $100. She's trying to make this more where anybody can afford it, no matter where you land in her fan base.
Well, and I think, you know, one thing that she also does really well is her foundation work. You know, so there's that in addition to the for-profit side of it. But I know that she has other fragrances. So, you know, that's the other thing, is that she's not new in the fragrance arena. So then, you know, are there some of them that are more, you know, like you said, maybe whatever, middle of the road, or thinking about maybe your average consumer. And I know that those are available like at Walmart and stuff. You know, so I mean, you can get your hands on those for $35-$40. And so maybe this is just an appeal to, you know, a higher end client as well, you know, bringing people in, because she certainly has a variety of price points. So interesting, not a scent that sounds appealing to me, you know, like when you describe it, but some of her other ones, I know I've smelled, like she has some like more flowery scents and that kind of thing, but hey, good on her, try something, right?
Yeah. And with the younger audience and the younger artists, she's huge. So I could see going a little bit higher and reaching that, that particular part of people too.
I mean, it could just be a segment of the market that she's been missing out on.
Yeah. I've been meaning to touch on this one. This one came up a little while ago. If you're a diehard Toby Keith fan, there could be, you know, this could pique your interest. Jamie Johnson and Toby were in the midst of writing sessions when he passed away of stomach cancer back last February, but unfortunately nothing was finished. Jamie recently said in the interview, "I don't know what happens with those songs now, but I know some time is probably going to go by, and I might break them back out, revisit them later on." He suggests that he could recruit some of Toby's friends to help him finish the work. Quote, "Right now, we are still hurting, and it's probably not time to start trying to do that just yet." But it does look like there is... like most artists, you know, you don't just stop writing songs. You never really do. Frank Zappa famously would wake up in the morning and write an album. Like Prince has got a library of music that we may never hear.
Yeah,
there's those things that happen with artists. It's not surprising to hear this. It's kind of cool to hear the behind the to hear such genuineness about it. You know, to hear a real kind of
just to hear something versus nothing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to have a
Every time they come out with a new Beatles song or something like that. Like I'll listen to it whether I think it's going to be good or not, just to hear new music. There's a lot of that with artists. And Dolly Parton, I listened to her latest album because you don't know if it's going to be the last one. You don't know how much more music these artists are going to be able to produce. And 5 years ago, nobody thought we'd lose Toby Keith.
Right.
You know, and so it's pretty cool to think that we might get new music. We might have some more from a great artist who was as genuine as it gets. You know, and Jamie Johnson, no short. He's a great songwriter too. So
for sure,
And got a great amount of clout. I could see something really cool happening with this, where those songs and maybe some Toby Keith covers from some of his friends, they all get together, you know, put an album
like
out,
like a tribute album of some kind, or
put
something.
Put the money towards cancer fund or research or something like that. Like I think that's bound to happen, something like that. And especially the genre we're talking about, any genre I think would do this, but country music, oh yeah. They're definitely doing something like that. And wrapping up with the rules at first sight, married at first sight. This is a contest show. This is a game. It's a married show, a reality show. If you haven't seen the show, you've probably at least heard about it. It's the reality show where couples get married without even having seen, met, or heard anything about each other.
That's so weird.
Is this, you know, as a side note, is this lazy, actually? Like, I just want to be married. But I don't want to put in the work. I don't want to have to do this whole getting to know somebody. Or do we connect?
Okay. So after they're married, do they have to live together?
Well, let's find out. Here are the rules. There are rules that contestants have to follow if they want to go through with the insanity. Like, number one, the marriages are 100% legally binding in the U.S. There is still some showbiz involved, though. For instance, contestants may have to repeat their vows for different camera angles. But otherwise, it's the real deal. They're really married. All couples sign a prenup agreement. It's simple and straightforward, and basically says that if things don't work out, both parties leave with, you know, what they came into the marriage with.
So you just get what you came with.
That's smart. Actually, I like that. I like that. That's smart. And I've never actually agreed with prenups until this situation. Yeah, this situation is exactly why they were invented.
In the past, you probably knew the person's name.
Yeah. Yeah. The one time I was married, I did happen to know her name. It was Mandy gets that. She's laughing at that.
She's saying the same thing. It's all good.
Yeah, exactly. Was it Jamie? Who was that first husband? All cast members and wedding attendees must sign a non-disclosure agreement. This one's typical for all reality shows. So that's not too surprising there. Contestants can have a reality TV background. But if the casting team thinks you're just in it to build a reality TV career, they probably won't cast you. They're looking for people who actually want to find love.
People who want to find love, but the cart way before the horse.
Yeah, and you know, you don't know what's in these casting directors' hearts or anything like that, but having worked for and, you know, been around a lot of casting directors in my time, I have a hard time imagining when they're looking on their resume, "So I see here that you're looking for love." No. Are you pretty? Are you handsome?
They don't
want boring. They don't want somebody who's boring, so they're definitely going to be, you know, drilling them on those things.
But do they pair handsome with homely and then pretty with, you know what I mean? Are they actually putting a visual, not the person, but like a visual super couple out there? Or are they intentionally, big old pass?
Contestants are filmed for up to 12 hours a day and have a daily budget. Unfortunately, the budget is only $150 a day, and you're still responsible for your own expenses. I don't know the reason to do this. Contestants must undergo a psych evaluation and DNA testing. Okay, well, that makes sense. I see that. Quote, the attributes are thought to play a role in finding the right partner and setting people up. Okay, whatever. No previous marriages or children. They want contestants to have as few strings attached as possible. Now, that seems interesting to me, especially.
I totally get the no kids thing because, yeah, I mean, could you imagine if all of a sudden your parent, you're like, whoa, you are losing it, right? But I mean, I guess they could have been married before.
Well, and even, you know, there are a few people that try to be smarter about their career than a guy like Tom Brady. And even he didn't think this through with the whole roast because it seemed like he was fine with the jokes about him. Even his ex-wife Giselle was okay with the jokes about her. But the kids stuff, he didn't think about that. He's very honest about it in interviews. He's like, man, I wouldn't have done it again because I didn't think that they were going to make fun of my kids. They didn't make fun of his kids, that his kids would see this, that his kids would be going to school and making fun of him or making fun of their kids and stuff. That's messed up.
There were a few things in that that it was like,
Well, because you got a bunch of comedians that aren't funny. They're just there's so many people right now that are popular that aren't comedians that are popular, not for being funny, but I'm just going to throw something out there because I know it's going to get
Really comedians, viral, right? Like
they're an insult to comedy.
Yeah.
They're an insult to comedy.
Agree. Okay. On this thing though, what if it was like you had to be between, let's say, 45 and 65? Mm-hmm. So they've got like all these like, you know, people who have never been married, totally set in their ways, you know, like routine.
I might watch that.
Terrible.
I might even watch that. And I would probably be a contestant. I would probably be. Not that I care. I would want to like win anything. I just want to be behind the scenes and see how everything works.
Well, I'm just thinking about you're either well established and have your own routine and set in your ways, or you're just like a total punk, right? Like you're just doing nothing, drifting, whatever. Oh, that might be a little entertaining. I'm still not watching it.
No. I'm probably not going to watch. I would say I would, but I'm not going to actually watch it. Weddings must be small. One contestant says he has only allowed 20 guests. So that's probably a budget and production thing. I could see that. Contestants can't work during filming. If you're not in a position to step away from your job or even quit, you're not part of their.
Or they even don't want quit.
You. That's messed up. That's messed up. People leaving their jobs for this, man.
Okay, but how long can this possibly take? Mm. You've not met the person. You've not wined and dined them. You've not romanced them at all. You're literally just getting married. So how long do you need to be off work? A couple hours?
I can't. My God. And finally, the show may help cover some divorce costs, but there's no guarantee. Contestants are supposed to be serious about the commitment, so maybe knowing that the divorce can be covered, they didn't want you to have that in your back pocket.
Oh, sure.
But there's also no guarantee that even with that they will. So it's probably a legal thing.
Is this on TV now, or it's coming soon?
No, it's. I think it's been on for a while.
Really,
the Married at First Sight show. I think it has been at least.
How weird.
This is more than I've ever thought about this show.
I've seen trailers for it.
18 seasons.
What?
And no way. Yep, season 18 they're on. That's insane.
So is it like one marriage?
TV show didn't get a season, and they got 18.
This is what's wrong with people. If you're watching this crap, stop.
Please. You're killing my industry. I have no work.
Okay, the show I heard about over the weekend, though, similar, right? Like this marriage, kind of blind marriage thing. Yeah. But basically, there's so many like male contestants, so many female contestants, and you go into there's one in a room, but you can't see past the temporary wall. Mm-hmm. And then you like go to each room and you spend like so long just talking with the person, getting to know them, so you don't see them, you hear their voice, whatever, you can ask any questions, and then at the end apparently you like rank which one that you would want to marry. And then they take those couples, like it all has to shake out, so it ends up being 10 couples. Everyone might be after the same person, but it shakes out, and then they take them somewhere like somewhere, I don't know, tropical or something, and they all get married, but then they can finally see each other. So like, but I'm just saying, like, if everyone was after James, then they're like, oh wait, I'm stuck with Joe, you know, I'm blah blah blah. But so my friends are like talking about this and they're, you know, laughing blah blah blah. I'm like, okay, you guys can't get that time back. Like, no, I'm just seeing your brain cells just withering.
That's each their own. We got a great way for you to spend your evening. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Lights of Love event going on tonight, everybody. That's coming up, and more on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Want to talk a little bit about Lights of Love? We got a great event going on tonight. We'll get into our schedule better a little bit later, but I did want to mention that we've got an abbreviated Midday Magazine this week. Join us at 4 o'clock today, or I should say for today. We have abbreviated Midday for today. We'll have Mayor Zacher with us today. Mayor Matt Zacher will be with us, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor. Looking forward to talking with Matt a little bit later. Always a good conversation with him.
Absolutely.
And we got a lot to talk about. We're definitely going to fill the time. Our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Media will be in as well. Love our friends over there. Appreciate them spending the time with us. No guest at 4:30 though, because we are going to be going right live and direct to Aspires Riverview Hospital for the Lights of Love celebration tonight.
Awesome.
We cannot encourage you enough to be a part of the event tonight. Get on down there, whether you're driving down there in your car and listening in on the radio from your car, which I just love. I can't get enough of that. Or you want to come out and hang out down there. Dress warm and get ready for a lot of fun. There is going to be something going on at every segment of our show. We'll be having a different interview with a wonderful local guest, talking about some of the meaning behind this event. A bunch of the kids wrote up some things, and they'll be reading those. We've got a choir down there that is going to be singing, and all of this being emceed by the great Melissa Kay. She's going to be doing an amazing job.
Absolutely.
With this. Easily our second best MC around here. Between you and I, Terry, I think she might be better than me, actually.
I mean, wow, you're pumping Seth up pretty tall there.
Yes, she might be better. We appreciate Melissa works so dang hard behind the scenes, you guys. And this event is not easy to add to the plate. And she has been knocking out the park. She's going to have a great time tonight. We encourage you to head on down there. And if you can't make it down there, well, we got you covered. We'll be playing it right here at WFHR.
Awesome.
Be sure to join us for this wonderful event where we look forward to. And certainly with this event, cannot be remiss if I didn't encourage you to buy a light of love for the event. We all have loved ones that we miss and we want to think about. And my dad and I, you know, it's been a little over about a year and a week since we lost my papa, his dad. And, you know, we spent the year talking quite a bit about him. And one of the things that we loved to do together, of course, like a lot of guys, is talk football. And it was a big deal to us. And as my papa got older, he kind of leaned into me calling him up and telling him, hey, this guy just signed with this team. Or, sure. Hey, they just fired this guy. Or, oh, my God, would he be loving the Aaron Rodgers stuff that's going on right now. when we talk about this stuff now, we kind of like, it's almost, you know, a little wink and nod to my pop and everything. And we were talking about the event coming up tonight, and he was excited about it. My dad and mom love the Lights of Love event. They will probably drive down there to check it out themselves. And they wanted to do this. They wanted to be, this is the first time since my Nana passed away that they were like, well, we haven't done this in a while. We want to put a light up there. And they were curious how. And it's been a couple of years since they've done it. So one thing we can encourage you to do is go to aspirus.org. Go right there and you'll see a link that you can fill out a little form and buy one of these lights. And not only are you buying a light and going to be able to remember your loved one and honor them in a great way, but add to great causes that Aspirus are doing over there. Because that's what this is all about, is raising funds. And for that $3 light each, you're adding to the great things that they are doing over there at Aspirus Riverview Hospital.
It's a great program. And I love the visual, but that's on my path, right? Yes, so like once it's lit up and driving by, there's just always that nice reminder.
424-2600. Is anybody else like me? Because it's not on my path, but I go out of my way.
To go by.
It's not a huge going out of my way. I'm not doing anything. But
it's a different bridge, James. Yes, you're probably like having an episode by the time you... Do you have to use your GPS?
I do. Am I going the right way? Because I want to make sure to see it.
You know, a million years ago when I worked at Yonkers, I would hear that all the time. Like someone would come to return something. I drove all the way across the river to do this.
Just every once in a while, you know, thank you.
And you don't downplay, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, for that person, it seemed like a big deal, but it's just like, really? Okay.
There is a lot of different layers of opportunity to donate. There's a $25 option, there's a $100 option, and there's, of course, the $3 option of buying a Light of Love. But any way you do this, we encourage you to do so and appreciate you doing so, because, again, they're doing great work over there at Aspire. Stand by what they do. Every one of my kids are born in that hospital. You know,
mine, too.
And that's pretty cool. And there's a lot of good things going on. Oh, that's awesome. Really? Ah. Wow, that has got to feel really cool.
Pretty sure my mom was born there, too, actually, if we're just going to go down that rabbit hole.
I wanted all my kids to be born on the couch that I was born on. Didn't work out. We encourage you to be a part of the event tonight, whether in person or listening here on the radio. Lights of Love celebration going on tonight. Join us at 4:30 when we kick things off. We'll be going for a film 5:30 to 6 tonight and everything. It's going to be a lot of fun. 4:30 to 6 will be a
great event.
Yeah. Check it out, everybody. And get those Light of Loves. Get those at Aspirus.org. Aspirus.org. Wanted to touch on this one as well. Should we be retaking our driver's test at 50? So a study in Australia found that it would make the roads safer if people had to retake their driver's tests at 50. And this got around on social media and viral, went viral and everything. So now they're talking about it, not just here, but this is big, really big in the UK, and a lot of other places are talking about this as well.
So why 50?
Yeah, I thought that. I think just because they like round numbers.
Because half your life is done. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like, I don't know that it's a bad thing. Because I agree with the safety part of it, but I don't know if it has to be done at 50. You know what I mean? I'm thinking a little bit older, honestly.
Yeah. So the fact that our eyesight and reactions get worse is a part of it. They cited stats that show 19% of fatal crashes involve people under 25, but 21% involve people over 65. It also about the not only that, but bad driving habits, like not using your turn signals and not checking blind spots, that we tend to get worse at that the older we get. After 30 plus years of those habits going unchecked, they can get set in stone. So should everyone have to have a refresher?
Well, then we should probably do it like at 30, right? Because if you have those habits, it's established. If you start driving when you're 16, I mean,
yeah,
once you've driven as long as you were not had not driven, so by the time you're 32, you know what I mean? Like if that's the rationale behind it, I get the aging part or the vision part and all of those things, but like if the rationale truly is habits, why wait 35 years?
In a poll last month, a quarter of Americans said that they're not sure they could pass a written exam if they had to retake it right now the age of 50. So I mean, that's even more. I don't like the idea of adding onto people's plates. There's a lot going on. A lot of people have things to do. Driver's tests also, or a driver's license is not necessarily cheap for everybody. So I don't want to necessarily add on to that either. But at the same time, if it makes us even a little safer, I'm all for it. I am not somebody that takes driving too lightly. I'm not somebody that takes being able to be on the roads that, I don't know, I'm not too tongue-in-cheek about this.
Yeah.
So if it makes our roads safer, that's great. At the same time, I'm also not in favor of necessarily just adding on to people's plates when we don't need to.
I don't know that DOT would have enough capacity to do all of those tests.
Right, yeah. I think that's asking a lot. But I do think that maybe the refresher isn't a bad idea. But the age thing's we got to get that right, because I don't think 50 is the right age. I think you were hitting closer to what we need to do. You get people younger than that, and by younger, 30, 35, 40, somewhere in between there, maybe before those habits have completely set in. Where we're not doing certain things. And I think that this is also something that's, while there's a one driving test for all, no matter whether you're in a rural community or in the city, whether you're in Rapids or you're in California, I do think that this also has to be a little bit more of, well, we understand here driving's different than it is out west. Out west, you're not worrying about running, you know, you're not having to worry about keeping an eye out for the Amish or certain things or farm equipment sometimes. Whereas out west, you have different things to worry about out there. Every place is different. I think that we need to have some of that understanding in these driving tests too.
Yeah. And to the point though of safety, I mean, literally every single time I get in my car and drive, there is somebody not driving safely.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
And agreed. You know, yeah. What it might be the whole blinker thing, turn signal, whatever you want to call it. It's kind of like bubbler water fountain.
Yeah.
But it, so it might be that, but I'm more concerned with how many people I see on their phone.
Yeah.
And they don't even like, I mean, not that I want them to, but I'm just saying, like, they don't even try to hide it. Like, they're literally at a stoplight just sitting there on their phone. And I'm like, my child drives on this road, you know, like.
What drives me crazy is the person on their phone while they're like turning. Well, you know, they're doing something else with their hand or whatever. They got one hand on the wheel, and
The funny thing is I can get past people talking on the phone, and I'm not saying I should, but I'm just saying, like, I can overlook with the phone to the ear. I can't handle the texting. It makes me nuts.
Honestly, I think we've almost made this too easy. Driving and everything way too, and we've given way too much slack to this. It's not a birthright. Having a driver's license is not a birthright, and we got to quit. Freedoms are only free if we appreciate them. Like, you can lose the rights to things if we don't appreciate them, we don't do things the right way. I understand that there's a lot of things involving that under the driving umbrella that have been coming up over the last couple of months, especially with the election, and we had an ATV bill on there and everything, and that's come up a couple of things involving the driving world. None of this is a birthright. All of this is earned, and we got to earn it. We've got to earn these things. And whether it is, having to take our driver's test or anything else that makes our roads safer and makes it, you know, these habits, because it's not just about us. We're building these things for kids. We want our roads safer for our kids, and we want to make good driving habits that they learn from. The whole idea of don't do what I do, that's far-fetched, man. That's sci-fi. That's science fiction. That ain't going to happen. Kids are going to learn from you and your habits and the way you do things. If you really want the roads to be safer, it starts right there in your own car, handling in the way your habits that you have.
Well, and I think a blanket driver's test will never come back just because of the pure cost.
Agreed.
Yeah, I mean, and not even to the individual. I'm saying of, you know, being able to administer the test. I think, you know, maybe it'll just be situational, but just to have a blanket, you can't renew your license the next time till you schedule and do a driver's test.
No,
I think it's outside of capacity to live.
Agreed. I do think, though, one thing that we could see, and this, granted, I know this is true sci-fi, what I'm about to propose here, but say your insurance companies giving incentives for people to retaking their test or refreshing. Hey, you do this, we'll take down your insurance rates by this much or something like that. That'll never happen, of course. But if we really wanted the roads to be safer and insurance companies really wanted to do their job and really help make the roads safer, I think that's something that could be done. I don't like the idea of putting more on our government, more on our DMVs and all that. They're overworked as it is. But hey, insurance companies, you got plenty of money. Why don't you actually do your job and do something very good for communities and actually make the roads safer by incentivizing, hey, you take this test, you know, we'll lower your rates or something like that. Again, I know it's sci-fi.
But it'd be
nice to see. We'll take a time out. We'll get to our news break, our sports, take care of our partners. And when we come back, we're going to have some fun. Got some good ones lined up here for you. Oh, we got a call coming in. Let me take this call first. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, as a school bus driver, you have to do it every couple of years.
Thank you.
And theory. We have theory, too, you know. We learn all the rules and stuff like that every so often. Yeah.
So since you brought that up with school bus drivers, do all CDL holders have to do that? I was just curious.
I'm not totally sure about CDL, but I know it's a little bit more than a
CDL.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, that's. I guess we didn't even think about that. It's a great point.
I wasn't certain, so I didn't want to say. I got an expert calling in to let us know. So thank you for that, sir. I really do appreciate that. I was curious about that one. I appreciate the feedback.
It's been a while since I had my drove school bus, but
man, really do appreciate that you did that too. How long did you drive? Did you say
27 years?
I thought so. 27. Wow. Yeah, that's great. I appreciate that, man. I really do, and I always appreciate the call. You have a good morning.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Get to our news break. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. This beat. I can't take this song seriously. It's so 80s. So 80s. Terry and James here with you. A couple 80s kids hanging out with you.
She has to have a bow on the top of her head.
She does. Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yes, definitely. you know, and I mentioned our era a little bit because we're going to talk a little age here. And the quote, are too old to learn. Are you tooled to learn something new? That's what we're getting into right now.
How many times have you heard you can't teach an old dog new tricks?
See, I I'm a firm believer that it ain't if the dog is too old. Does the dog want to learn? You know,
well, I completely agree, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that used to be. I used to hear that all the time when we were kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In a new survey, 36% of all Americans think that they are too old to learn, and it isn't just boomers. In fact, 74% of boomers claim that they love learning new things, and about 60% say learning something new is more rewarding now than it was when they were younger.
And some just don't want to.
Yeah, yeah. Technically, you can, quote, love learning new things and get excited about it and still feel like you're too old for new stuff. There is that in between kind of there. So what's the best age to learn new things? On average, people say it's 26.
Oh, I was going to say a little older.
Yeah. Naturally, learning new things often involves technology, but it can also involve learning a new language, picking up a hobby, adding a new skill to your arsenal, and honing existing ones. I mentioned this yesterday. For years, I've wanted to just learn archery. I just want to shoot. I've always been told I got the perfect arms for bow hunting. And so it got me thinking about it. And I don't know, just thought it'd be a fun skill to learn. I'm not going to be playing a character that's an archer. I've got no reasons to do this. The normal reasons I learn new skills is to be honest, I'm the characters I'm playing.
Because you're going
to
actually use it.
Yeah. I know a ton of, math and weather things and stuff because of characters I've played over the years that I may never use, but I know these skill sets. I would like to just learn something just to learn something.
Well, curiosity is a good reason to learn. I mean, right?
There's things that do you have anything that you have never gotten necessarily to be able to dive into, but you've always wanted to do? I mean, and I'm not just asking Terry, all of you out there, 715-424-2600. Call up and let us know.
Well, and I was thinking, and sometimes even now, like we learn something, but we're just never going to use it. You know what I mean? Like you can soak it in, you can learn about it, but it's like, whatever. It's too much work. There's an investment involved, of equipment or something like that. But I do sometimes think about, wouldn't it be cool to know how to do that? And probably usually it's because someone I know is already doing it. Like I don't know how to knit or crochet. Mm. And that's something that I could see myself doing while I'm sitting that is.
Yeah. Pickleball, that's another one. I wouldn't mind learning pickleball. Just I miss playing sports. I really, really miss being active, being out there playing sports. And I've looked at joining a couple of softball leagues and everything. I've got to make the time to be able to do it. But something like that, I feel like, well, they've got pickleball, courts all over the place. I feel like it's something I'd be able to do. Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of that.
The Y has some beginner pickleball.
Yeah. There we go. And I'm right next to the Y, so there's no reason for me to go there.
Except that it's like at 10 in the morning.
Yeah. That part is a little tougher for me to swing. But maybe I could just find a later one.
Like the Love Marriage show, you could just quit your job.
Yeah.
To learn pickleball. You'll be paired with another pickleball player. It's destiny.
18 seasons. How do they find that many contestants in 18 seasons? It boggles my mind. Maybe I am doing this wrong. Maybe I should be jumping into reality TV. That's how to get a break or something. Maybe I need to learn something new. Maybe I need to, try something newer. One of the interesting things to come out of this survey, I thought, I want to go back to an earlier fact in there. 74% of boomers love learning new things.
That's cool.
They're finding that people in between the ages are aware that they're saying they're too old to do things. They're hitting 35 to 45, they're saying in that age range, even 30 to 50, they're saying, well, I'm too old to learn anything. But you get older than that, and it's all of a sudden that goes out the window, and you want to learn new things. You want to do more things. It's interesting little area there.
Age is like a break or a little reprieve, right? Like I've been working like a dog, doing all this stuff a lot. I just need a...
Spend the first 20 years of our lives in education, learning and going to school, whether, if you're fortunate enough to be able to go to college or something like that. So I could see wanting a break from learning.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm a continuous learner and I like to explore things. But then at the same time, sometimes you do just need a checkout.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that I like to do on some level is like, we're pretty handy, so home improvement stuff. Yeah. Not just regular repairs, but, like if I was going to have something, whatever, tiled or textured or change a floor or something, like to be to learn about it and do it yourself. I'm not encouraging that of others. Right, I'm just speaking of myself. But that's one of the places where I feel like I'm a continuous learner, or I'm helping my husband learn.
Right. It just never, you know, that it works for both, really. That's one of my favorite things to do, especially with my dad right now, is doing different things around the house and learning new things to do. Yeah. He's been in construction for 50 some years, and when he gets to find something new, or there's a new, God, if there's a new drill out or a new tool or something like that that we get to discover together, and think, Jimmy, look at this. You know, it's, oh, yeah, I love that.
Or I'm like a baker. Baking is my thing. I love doing that. So, you know, sometimes there's a different technique to try, or, you know, so it's not necessarily something learning something completely new, but enhancing what you know and trying. And sometimes I'll try something. I'm like, why would I do that? You know, like, I'll never do that again. But sometimes it's like, whoa, that's a great idea, you know?
Yeah. I maintain is the dog too old to learn? Does the dog want to learn? No matter what your age are, if you want to try different things or learn some new stuff, you are able to. Especially the older you get, I think. You got more wiseness, more world with understanding.
Well, and you have you have information and process and all, like, literally at your fingertips with your smartphone.
And if there's people out there, especially anybody older out there, and when I say older, I'm talking, you know, if you're over 25, I'm not saying, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are, from 25 to 105, if you're curious about technology, if there's things about it that you'd like to learn more, Macmillan, they have so many great options over there of being able to help you with that stuff.
That's where I was going to go, was the makerspace.
Yeah.
So if there's something that you've been curious about, you know, maybe it's maybe it's laser cutting, right? So that's a big thing. But you can go there, get trained on the laser cutter. You earn a badge, so to speak, which then gives you the freedom to use the laser cutter during certain operation hours. But that makerspace is incredible. And they have classes in there all the time. And most of it is pretty close to free. In the makerspace, you have to pay for the materials, of course, because but they're providing the teacher, the coach, the mentor. You know, so that if you do not already take advantage of things at our library, you're missing out.
Yeah. And this is my mom told me a story about a lady who she was going to ask her kids to teach her about email and everything, but she had an idea. She went there, they taught her how to do it, and then she surprised her family with emails, sending them, hey, this is grandma, I'm emailing you.
And is this a scam?
Out. They flipped out. Now. There's a lot of great
resources.
Grandma,
do you need my money?
Find out more at MacmillanLibrary.org. Are you a prince in Nigeria?
Are you in Nigeria? Do you need $20 million.
We'll get you out, Grandma. We will be back to wrap up the show, morning show here at WFHR.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I.
A little bit of the Velvet Fog to play us in. Terry and James here with you, going to take to the top of the hour, wrap up the show. Thank you so much for joining us on a Wednesday edition of The Morning Show, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Get into our schedule in a moment, touch on some good stories of the day. But a Royal Caribbean cruise is called Explorer of the Seas, docked in Miami on Sunday after leaving Spain November 2nd, and they are That Ain't Right story of the day. It was supposed to arrive last Thursday, but there was an incident. 5 days in, it got hit by a huge gust of wind near the Canary Islands off Africa that left the ship tilted to one side with thousands of people on board. One passenger said it felt like a 45-degree angle that lasted 3 minutes. The captain said it was more like 14 degrees, but that's just still a lot, for a big ship.
That's still a lot.
Tables and chairs were sliding all over the place.
Titanic.
Yeah, there's a video where a big screen display slides across the floor and hits a guy and crashes into a table. But here's why it's in the news again. A guy who was on board talked to a reporter while disembarking to Miami and revealed that the song My Heart Will Go On from Titanic was playing when all this happened. Just coincidence. There are no coincidences in life. You can't hear it in any of the footage we're seeing because it wasn't playing everywhere. But there was some sort of performance going on in the main theater, and the song was part of it. And they were singing this song when this just happened to happen.
So they thought, if you were in the theater, you just thought it was a 4D experience.
Yes.
I mean,
wow, this they really got into this.
Whoa, we are taking this to a new level.
They're making this really realistic. No word on if anybody was at the front of the bow holding somebody up or anything. There was no, I don't know if that happened or not, but I saw this story and I know how much you love Titanic, so I had to save
that
it.
That is
for
pretty
it.
Awesome, actually.
What are the odds? I just, that's too funny to me. Everybody was okay. Everybody made it home all right and stuff. So, I mean, everything's fine, but that's kind of funny.
Unintended 4D experience.
And boy, I don't, if you have this kind of thing happen when you're on a cruise, do you ever go on a cruise again? I don't know. Man, there's something about that stuff.
If you're a cruiser, you do.
I had a good friend ask me the other day about doing cruises and stuff, and it got me really thinking about like if I would or not, because I love being out on the water. I love being out on a boat or something like that, but I need to know land is close. See, I need to know I can get to land.
We've cruised, but we've never gone. We've been in the big water where you cannot see any land, right? Like Caribbean or other places. But we've never like crossed the ocean to Europe, right? Yeah, like to me, yeah. and maybe it's just not, but in my brain, like that's a whole different dimension.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, leaving Miami and going to the Bahamas and going, you know.
100% agree.
Like, so it maybe is a little bit of a mental thing.
Maybe. We're looking at our schedule for the rest of the day. Be sure to stick around for Matt and Air on Air coming up at the top of the hour. Jane and Greg are going to take good care of you and get you easy into your afternoon. And this afternoon, be sure to join us. We are jam-packed. At 4 o'clock, we'll have Midday Magazine. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher will be in with us. Our great friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media will be in to record. Be sure to find the video and all the great videos at their YouTube page and find them on social media as well. But that's it for Midday today. Just an abbreviated episode because 4:30, we kicks off our Aspire to Review Foundation Lights of Love ceremony. Melissa Kay will be down there broadcasting live and direct from 4:30 to 6. She's going to be interviewing some of our local favorites. Every segment's going to have a great bit for you, too. And we're going to have some singing down there. We're going to have the choir. Some of the fifth graders are going to be reading some of their some of the things they wrote up. Just a great couple of hours we're going to get to spend with you guys this afternoon. Be sure to join us for that. It's going to be a great show, but that also means no playmakers tonight. So do not try to reach out to Melissa with your sports takes and feelings. She is just going to look at you funny and be like, please just don't bother me. I'm busy right now. Save them. We'll have more playmakers for you next week, everybody. There won't be a playmakers on Friday either because we got men's basketball. Wisconsin men's basketball is they're taking on Central Florida. Our tip-off, the Greenbrier tip-off will be this Friday.
It's getting crazy.
Yeah. Well, lots of sports going on. Looking forward to all of that. But Lights of Love will be going on. Countdown to the Hunt is going on WIRI at 6 o'clock. Be sure to join us for that. Seth is going to have on, let me see here, Sean Becker. Why do I know that? Oh, yeah, Sean. Sheriff Sean's going to be down there. Join Seth and Sean tonight for Raised in Wisco from 6 to 7 on 105.5 WIRI for Countdown to the Hunt. In 2 days into this event, and already people are raving about it and loving it.
Cool.
Be sure to join us over there for that, everybody. That's going to be a fun one. And get your schools involved. Help your school. Be on the radio. Call into the show. Ask a question. Share a story. Share a hunting joke. PG. And win money for your school. You can win up to $500 in free advertising for your school if your school gets the most shout-outs.
Very cool.
Join us for Countdown to the Hunt all week long from 6 to 7 on 105.5 WIRI. Again, today, Raised in Wisco with Sheriff Sean Becker. Thursday, Central Wisconsin 4-H Shooting Sports. And Friday, Women's Bow Hunting from UWSB. It is Wednesday. You know what that means. It is bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Bingo.
Join them for bingo. Their doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Great time, great atmosphere. And as we were talking with our friends from the Elks Lodge earlier in the week and throughout the weeks leading into the great holiday seasons we have, the Elks Lodge hosts and does so many great things for this community.
You know, I'm usually leaving the Y during that time, and there's always a lot of, there's a great showing for bingo.
I'm with you.
There's room for more. I don't want to discourage people from participating, but it is great.
Every Wednesday it's packed.
Every
Wednesday. I'm with you. I see it all the time, and it's every Wednesday it's packed. Head on over to the Elks Lodge tonight, 430 West Jackson Street, right here in Wisconsin Rapids, and enjoy some bingo. Meals with Love is going on today. Hot meals are going to be served at 4:30 and 5:30. Their doors will open at 4:15 over at Seventh-day Advent Church at 611 24th Street North, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. This is a free community meal event. Be sure to check this out, everybody, and spread the word about this for those that might need it. Encourage you to do that. And Lincoln High School's got a band concert tomorrow night at 6:30. That is going to be fun. Be sure to join them for that. I think this might be their, this is probably the last one of the season. Head on over to the Performing Arts Center and enjoy the Lincoln Band concert tomorrow at 6:30. That's going to be fun.
That's cool.
We'll have more events coming up for you to talk about too, as we got a lot of great things going on in our community. We'll be getting to everybody. Wanted to touch on this one and getting to some good stories of the day. Where is that here? Firefighters in Colorado used the jaws of life to save a stray kitten trapped in a dumpster. It was stuck in the bottom with its head sticking out through a tiny hole. The kitten is fine. The animal shelter took it in. But a big shout out to those firefighters, of course, for doing that. And a ice skating rink in England is in the news after a worker lost his phone and had to borrow his daughter's pink iPhone for the day and lost hers too. Or technically, he knows where it is, he just can't get it. They were setting up the rink for the holidays and he didn't realize he dropped it, so it got frozen into the ice. And there is a photo of this here.
So, like, if you just keep... if that was my kid's phone, oh. I'd probably be dead meat.
Oh, man. That's
and too
one.
Bad it's not screen up, because then they could have, like, called, like, up, lit yes. it up and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that'd be great. They can't get to it without redoing the whole surface, so it'll be stuck there for 2 months.
Yeah, so it'll be done.
Yeah, yeah. If he had to get his daughter a replacement one, the good news is it's been great for business. It's been a real tourist attraction. People are coming over there and taking pictures with it.
Of course they are.
Of course. So that's been great. They raised a lot of good funds with that one. So that's pretty cool.
So smart. And most smartly, get out and get your daughter a new phone.
Yes. Yeah. And to all of you out there locally, get out and be a part of things with our United Way's campaign. It is campaign season. It is go time. Be a part of things with your United Way, everybody.
Absolutely.
We encourage you to find out more about donating and different ways that you can be a part of the United Way. Go into uwswac.org. uwswac.org. And we'll encourage you to do that and reach out with any questions you might have as well about campaign season or donating or volunteering or anything. Call 211 for all your needs. Terry, great show today.
Thanks. You too.
Have a good day, everybody. Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.